Well, happy March to you, my friend. And as we begin a new month, I think it's a good time, generally, after taking a look at the first 30 days, of the new year, and then the next 60 days, and now, of course, give or take a day or two, we're getting ready to embark upon the next 30 days. And so we're two-thirds of the way through the first quarter. Hope that's not too complicated. But in doing that, we often need to reassess the goals that we set for the new year and to see how our prayer life in particular is going. And what I mean by that is that there are times that the way of Jesus is not always easy. And we sometimes wonder if what we have been praying for is out of His will just because it hasn't come to pass. One of the earliest sermons I can remember hearing many years ago that really just jumped out at me is that God sometimes says no. Sometimes He says go, and sometimes He says slow. There's a green light time, there's a red light time, there's a yellow light, an amber light that means caution at times. But you see, we've got to remember who we're talking to when we come to God in prayer and we reassess our goals and we lay things at the foot of the cross again. I like how Marvin Williams puts it. He said, recently a company advertised a huggable, washable, and talking Jesus doll. And it recites actual scripture verses to introduce children of all ages to the wisdom of the Bible. And some of the sayings that the doll, has recorded inside this huggable doll is, I have an exciting plan for your life. And this little Jesus doll says, your life matters so much to me. So Marvin asks the question, who wouldn't want to follow a Jesus like this? Now, what do we know? Well, Jesus does offer a wonderful plan for our lives, but He doesn't serve as a cuddly doll to meet our every whim. In fact, if you take a look at John 6 in particular, isn't it interesting that John 6:6:6, that's right, John 6, verse 66, says, from that time, many of His disciples went back and walked with Him no more. What had happened there? Well, in their eyes, Jesus had become offensive. Instead of fulfilling the selfish desires of His followers, He had disturbed their expectations. What did He do? He offered Himself as spiritual bread from heaven. He went so far as to say, whoever eats My flesh and drinks My blood has eternal life. And this message was offensive and difficult. And the image of eating flesh and drinking blood didn't give His hearers warm fuzzies like they were looking for. Today, my friend, many of us are trying to find a little Jesus doll where we can pull the string and hear certain verses that we want to hear. But isn't that exactly what the Bible warns of, that we in the last days would assemble around ourselves preachers and teachers that would just tickle our ears, telling us what we want to hear? Well, in that verse 666 of the Gospel of John, many stopped following Him. He wasn't the conquering Messiah King that they had expected. My friend, sometimes we want a Jesus who meets our selfish needs, but we know, don't we, as we really search the Word of God, that the wonderful life He offers is found only in intimacy with Him, obedience to His commands, loving Him, operating from a biblical worldview where we understand that He is not committed so much to making us happy as He is committed to making us holy. Because when we go to heaven, we will be eternally happy. We'll have a joy unspeakable and full of glory. So my friend, let's ask Jesus to show us what His words mean and for the courage to act on His truth. We love You, Lord Jesus, we often may say, but are we as ready His will to obey? Let's heed what God's Spirit would have us to do, for that's how we show Him a love that is true. Heavenly Father, I pray for my friend listening in, and I pray for myself. We pray for our family members. We're so grateful for family. I'm thankful that we were able to celebrate my dad's 87th birthday yesterday with a couple of wonderful Bible study sessions in church and then a home fellowship. And I pray that for my friend listening in right now, that in his life, in her life, there'd be a sense of family. Even if they don't have blood relatives, that there'd be family in Christ, and that we would have a biblical worldview, that we would see You high, seated on your throne and your train filling the temple, that we, like the angelic host, would cry, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. And as we begin this new month, God, just help us, please. Help us to follow you faithfully, even when we don't understand it, even when the way seems tough going. We know that you're working it for our good, and you're working it for your glory. And we ask all of this in Jesus' blessed name. Amen.